You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again, excuse me, with my voice on another Saturday afternoon to our program that we've called for a lot of years on this program, Raising the Standard. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We got some interesting things to talk about, and knowing that today is the 9th of Av, and there's some things we need to share a little bit about the 9th of Av. It's a mourning time, and we see some things in the Scripture about it, and we'll talk about that, but we want to greet you and welcome you to the program. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now that's never listened to this program before, so we greet you and welcome you to WCNO, and for all that you'll hear, not because of us, but because it's going to be the Word of God. We want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey Walks, our apostle and prophet on Andros Island in the Bahamas. We love them so much, and so we thank you. Some more money came in for them, and they're going to get that roof put up, and they're working on it, so keep them in prayer as well. It's called, hallelujah, it's called the Temple of God on Andros Island, so keep them in prayer as well. We love them so much. So we greet all you listeners. Many of you listen week after week, and we never hear from you, but a lot of you, we know that listen week after week, and you don't say anything, but we know you're there. We bump into people. I've been at the grocery store, and somebody says, "Well, I know you." Well, I said, "I don't know you." And then she gets thinking, "You're on the radio, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, we're on the radio." So they recognize our voice. So we're glad to be here. So keep Don and I in prayer as well. We're kind of struggling with our health yet, but we're believing for a miracle from God. So we're here with Miss Margie Swaney, and we're glad to have her here with us. And so we're going to share some things as we move along here and talk about the Word of God. And we know it will never return void. It will accomplish that which God has promised. And it says, wherever it's sent, it will accomplish what God wants. So if you hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. If you can't, we do offer CDs. All you have to do is let us know, or you can send a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida. And the zip is 34995. Make a check out to Spirit of Prophecy for whatever the Lord shows you, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of the CD from the program today. We're going to have a guest speaker. We're going to pop in here a little bit. She's going to share with us. And so when she gets on the phone, we'll back off and let her talk. And she happens to be Bree Keaton, the one we've been talking about the last few weeks. And she's going to be with us this afternoon, from 1 until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we've announced that, and she's going to be meeting with us at the Alliance Church at 445 Southeast Osceola Street here in Stuart, Florida, for you that need a GPS. I'll say it again, 445 Southeast Osceola Street here in Stuart, Florida. The zip there is 34994, I believe, right near the hospital. So we hope you can come and listen to what Sister Bree has to say. She's got so much, and she's been around the world, and she's been on many programs, and she works in spiritual warfare and all those wonderful things, and so she'll have a lot to share. Amen? And then And we're going to have her also Sunday morning at...
Jonathan McLean will have her.
Yeah, Pastor Jonathan McLean, who's the manager at the radio station now, will have her at his church on Sunday morning at 9:45. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, honey.
Or 9:30, I believe, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Is it 9:30? Okay.
But she will be with us today at 1 o'clock, so come by. At the Alliance Church, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, we'll be having our Shabbat there, as we do every week at the Alliance Church, and at 1 o'clock today. So come by, and you will be blessed, because Dr. Bree Keaton is an author. She's, like you said, spiritual warfare, and she's going to share a few things. And she's written many books, and she's also a doctor at a college, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a full professor at college.
Full professor. Amen. Yep. So we're just blessed. I want to give our telephone number. So if you'd like to give us a call, it's area code 772-285-7007. That's 285-7007. And yes. We are blessed to be here on WCNO again this Saturday. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This is the Sabbath.
Mm-mm. And so it happens to be on the Jewish calendar. What is it? The 9th of Av.
The 9th of Av, yes.
That should ring a bell for you studiers of the Word of God. If not, you'll hear some you didn't know today.
Glory to God. Okay, well, we have Dr. Bree Keaton on the line now, so we're just blessed. We're going to have her share and speak what the Lord has given her to say to us today. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Blessings to you.
I can't hear you very well.
Well, blessings to you. We hear you just fine, and you're coming through loud and clear.
She's the most important one.
So you just tell the people what the Lord has given to you in your heart.
Well, tomorrow we're going to do the conference, and Pastor Donna, you can tell everyone where that's going to be, and 1 o'clock on tomorrow.
Yes, I've already done that.
God has laid it on my heart to talk about the glory of God. And we want to release the glory over Stewart and the surrounding area and just show the people, according to God's word, how the glory is alive and well from the very presence of God all over the area. We want to release it and pray for people and just do everything God leads us to do tomorrow. Are you there?
We are there. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead and talk to the people.
Okay. All right. So we're going to speak of scriptures about the spirit of glory and the very presence of God. And we're also going to pray for everyone that comes. So if you need a healing, come. We'll do special music and everything for that. And then we want to pray for people who need a breakthrough in the area, but we believe that there's a new key that God is releasing. In these last days, He's revealing more and more of the deep things of the scriptures, and one of them is how to walk in His glory, His very presence, and do that to a degree that it will actually change a life or change a city. And so we know that Jesus gave us His glory. That's John 17. And He said He gave us His glory. So what we want to do is walk in that glory like never before. And the revelation of His glory is just something that that people need to actually realize they have it. I think a lot of people are living a lot lower in the Lord and in the things of the Lord than they really should or really could. And it's time for us to realize and understand the deep things of God in this last day. So this is my dream and my vision to come and release these keys, these new keys God has given me about His glory straight from the Word of God. We're not going to do anything that isn't right in the Scripture, but also we're going to pray for people individually so that they can rise to their true destinies in the Lord. I believe this. Each and every person is called, and Pastor Donna and Pastor Jonathan, you know that people are called, yet they don't realize it. So what we want to do is for people to rise up and just walk into all God has for them for these last days.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if all of you that are listening on Facebook could hear her. She's coming in by telephone, so I hope you could. But I'll just mention, she says she's going to pray for people, and according to the Word of God, and she believes the glory is, she has a new teaching, a revelation teaching about the glory and how the glory is can change a city and change a person. And how about changing the United States of America?
Yeah, let the glory fall, yeah.
Let the glory fall. Let the glory move through God's people. Amen?
Amen.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bree. We appreciate you calling in. And
well, it's my honor, and I'll really look to see everyone tomorrow. It'll be exciting what God's going to do for each person and also for the city of Stuart, because we want to do it all together, all of us. Just engage with the Lord's plan for the city and for the people who live there, and also for all the surrounding area. Let the light of the glorious gospel shine over that whole area, and so that it won't just be a Sunday morning where, you know, it'll be all the time, your whole life, the presence and glory of God will shine through you out to a dark and desperate world. And so I'm very, very excited to see both of you tomorrow, both Saturday and Sunday. You can tell them about the times and the services. And we're doing a meeting up here right now in West Palm Beach area, and we're just having a great time today. So I'm going to get back to that meeting, and I will see all of you tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that so much. And you know, Dr.
Thank
Bree
you.
Has
God
been.
God bless you.
You too. She's been in the area many times, and we've walked the streets of this,
yes,
this
we
city.
Have.
And I speak about the Treasure Coast because where she's at now is part of the
Treasure Coast. It is.
And so, you know, God wants to pour out His treasures of His glory up and down the Treasure Coast. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Pastor Gene.
So we found out what she's going to talk about tomorrow, about the glory. Well, we welcome all you again to the program. We greet you. We hope you stay tuned in for the whole hour. And like we always tell you, if you can't and you'd like to get a copy of the CD, all we ask for is a love offering. You ask the Lord what to give. And as you give, you'll be blessed, and so will the ministry as well. So.
I just want to mention, I just have one of her books here, Pastor Gene.
Okay.
Of many. She has written one about the Jezebel spirit and Elijah, but this one here is so awesome. It's a manual she did for, I'm going to show it on Facebook. It's a manual she did for spiritual warfare, healing and deliverance. I'm just going to show the front of the book.
She's going to probably play some music out of that a little bit tomorrow, too, one of the songs.
Stripes, Nails, Thorns, and the Blood. And it's written by Dr. Bree Keaton. So this book will be available, and so will many other things be available that she has done, and also music. She's a psalmist and a beautiful voice. Amen. So we're blessed to have Dr. Bree here again this this weekend.
And that's a book you don't read in 10 minutes.
No.
You can spend days and hours.
Well,
in it.
It covers actually many.
Many topics.
Many topics,
yes.
And I just might mention a couple of them. But she will be with us today, so come over on over at 1 o'clock, and you will certainly be blessed. Talks about the nails, how you get militarily ready, you know, who is our true enemy. Talks about fallen angels. Oh, it talks about so many things. Talks about our conscience. Talks about bitter root judgments and vows that people have made. Spirits of rejection. Talks about the Halloween spirit, amen, and witchcraft and pagan holidays. You know, we Americans celebrate a lot of pagan holidays, which we shouldn't. Talks about the Python spirit, Leviathan, and many other things. Spirit of fear, anxiety, religious spirits, controlling spirits, Jezebel spirits, Ahab spirits, spirit of unbelief, spirit of doubt, and on and on. So I'll just mention a few. Oh, my gosh, look at the pages. There's two more pages full of things that it covers about the blood and the stripes. And it's just a wonderful manual.
And we've known a lot of people that's bought that book. In fact, one lady in our church has had it, thinking about Sister Arlene. And as issues in their personal life, and they've applied the principles, and they've come through that. So the Word of God will never let you down, will it?
Amen.
So we're praise. We thank the Lord, and we praise Him for all that He's done through Dr. Bree over the years. And so we're honored to be here with you on another Saturday afternoon.
So we were talking about today is the 9th of Av. And many Jewish people in Israel have been preparing for this for the last 9 days. And, you know, they don't, because it's a day of mourning and
fasting,
that they fast on this day. But these days beforehand, they prepare. They don't have celebrations. They don't have weddings, the ones that are really serious, because they know that there's been destruction to the Jewish people down through the ages, beginning with Joshua and Caleb.
They came out of the promised land.
Way back then when they came out of
The 9th of Av.
The 9th of Av, and they had a bad report, except for two people.
That's right.
Joshua and Caleb are the only two, and so from that time on, things have happened down through time about on the 9th of Av, and so it is a very serious time for the Jewish people, and they have, now they fast and pray.
That's right.
And repent, because they know that there's been many things happen, and starting with, like I said, them, but then about the two temples. They pray about that. Both of those temples were destroyed.
On the exact same day.
Solomon's temple and...
490 years apart.
That's right, 490 years apart, almost 500 years apart.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very serious time, and they are believing that there's going to be a third temple.
That's right, there will be. We know that.
You might mention, go ahead, Pastor Gina, some of the things that happened on the 9th of Av, if you would like to.
Well, let's read something here first, and then we will. I'm in Zechariah chapter 8, and I'm going to start in verse 18 and read a few verses here. It says, "And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying," and listen to what God said, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month." Now, these are fasts that they made up themselves. What month is the fourth month? The one we just came out of, the month of Tammuz. So many things happened to Israel during that month. And how in the world they ever got that on their calendars is beyond me. And the fast of the fifth, that's to what we're in right now. The fifth month is the month of Av, and we're talking about what happened there with the things that went on at that particular time when the temple's being destroyed. And then we have the fast of the seventh. This is the month of Tishri. This is an awesome time, too. It takes us up to what? Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles. And the fast of the tenth, which is the Tevet, which is during the time what happened with that terrible king that almost destroyed Israel about Hanukkah. It shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love the truth and peace. One day they're going to have all these, and there won't be no more mourning and sorrow with it. And it goes on and says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will all go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord." When will that all happen? At the end, won't it? "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass," listen to this, "that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations," these are the Gentile nations, "even shall take hold of the skirt of him." The skirt here happens to be the tallit and the tzitzits. Take hold of the tzitzits, of the skirt, of the Torah cloth that they wear with all the commandments revealed and all the knots and everything, and with the shawl. "We'll take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." And that's going to happen someday. And these fasts they have for mourning and sorrow will all one day turn into joy. So let's think about a few things that's happened. You know, we know the two temples were torn down on that exact date. And then Donna mentioned the 10 spies that went into the promised land, and only two of them come back with a good report. Who were they? Joshua and Caleb. That was on the 9th of Av when they came out of there. So there was one there right there as well. And we can go all down through time and see the things that happens at that particular time. The one I just quickened me today was, remember when all the Jews were removed from the Gaza Strip? That was on the 9th of Av. God's own people, the Jewish people, had removed their own people off of that land, and they fought till the end, and some of the soldiers refused to do it, and they were even court-martialed for not doing what was told. So that was a terrible event that happened. So what's going on with Gaza now? Now it's just a platform to shoot rockets and missiles now into the nation of Israel. So look what happened with it. And so no wonder they have mourning and sorrow when we think about all those things. And then we go way back. I think about Rabbi Bar Kokhba when he had his rebellion years and years ago. Everybody thought he was the Messiah. Well, that cost the Jews thousands and thousands of lives because of what he did. And so we have so much. All this happened on the 9th of Av. World War I started on the 9th of Av. We can go on and on and on with the things that happened. So no wonder the Jews reflect and think about those things that's affected them down through time. But if they just look at their own scriptures, go to the book of Deuteronomy, you Jewish people, if someone's listening, go read the last two chapters in the book of Deuteronomy. God promised you that he set before you life and death, and you shall choose, he said. It's your choice. He gave them all the blessings if they'll obey, and then all the curses. And the curses were incredible how bad they were. And so they disobeyed. They disobeyed. And so they're going through all these troubles with the Holocaust and all the rest of it because of their disobedience. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to go through all that. So the best thing to do is what? Is obey what the Word says. Don't make up your own plans. Don't say, well, I'm my own God, or whatever a lot of people tell me. Well, I got my own religion. Well, whatever. You know, you talk to somebody and say, well, I'm a Catholic. Well, what's that got to do with anything? We're talking about relationship. It has to be a relationship with the King of Kings, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah, and us. That's the relationship that we must have to be in the kingdom of God. And so we've had so much rebellion down through the years because they disobeyed the Word of God. So they got the consequences, and it's still going on, and it won't end until the Messiah comes back and reestablishes the earth the way he intended for it to be. So here we are now. We've gone almost 2,000 years since Yeshua went back to be with his Father over there in Hosea chapter 6, verse 15, or verse chapter 5, verse 15. Almost 2,000 years now since he went back to be with his Father. In fact, I'm going to go read that. Let's go to Hosea with me. Back up a moment here in my Bible, and we'll read a couple. I wasn't planning on doing this, but that's all right. We're going to do what the Lord wants to do. Amen.
Hosea 5?
Yeah, 5. Now, if you read chapter 5, and the Jewish people should read this, we find out that God was very angry with Israel back in those days. And it tells us in verse 6, they shall go up with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. He left them. Remember he divorced Israel? We talked a little bit about that several weeks ago. Well, he hasn't renewed that yet. And you go on down, you see all that was going to happen with all this. And then we come down here to verse 13. Well, I'm going to read 12. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness, referring to the northern tribes and the southern tribes. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian. They went to everyone except God, didn't they? Yes. And sent to King Jareb. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will come unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear. Listen to this. I will tear and go away. He's going to go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. Now, verse 15 now gives us a whole thought about the future. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early. Now, the word return means he must have been there before, right? Mm-hmm. I will go and return to my place. So where was Yeshua when before he came to the earth? He was in heaven. So what happened? He died, went back to his place, and he said, I'm going to remain there until the Jews, especially, this is about the Jewish people, acknowledge or admit their offense. What was their offense? Not believing Yeshua the Messiah. And seek my face in their affliction, which is referring to Jacob's trouble. They will seek me early. Now we go into chapter 6, and the prophet's crying out, come and let us return. There's our word teshuvah, to turn around and come back unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he has, and he's going to continue till they repent and come back. He will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Now here's the key thing. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. So this is talking about resurrection. So the 2 days, remember, Peter talked about it. It's in Psalms. To God, 1,000 years is like one day, yes. And one day like 1,000 years. So he's not talking about 48 hours here, he's talking about prophetically a period of 2,000 years, he will revive us, and we're getting real close to that point right now. It says in the third, it doesn't say, some of these other Bibles say on the third day. It's in the third day. Why would it be in the third day? Because it's going to be in the fall part of the year, in the third, in that third day. He will raise us up. What's this talking about? Resurrection, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. We've talked about the word rain in the Hebrew. It can mean a teacher of righteousness. He will come unto us as the rain, a teacher of righteousness, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Well, the former rain's already come. So we're looking forward to what? The latter rain to come. So here we have these 2 days, and we're getting really close to that. Could it be this year? We're coming up now. We get through this month of Av, we're going to be in the month of Elul, which will be the sixth month on the Jewish calendar, Teshuvah, and they blow the shofar every single day, crying out to God. Well, all he's asking for is a repentant heart to turn around and ask for forgiveness, and he can bring them in one by one into the kingdom of God as they accept the Yeshua, the Messiah. And so this is what he's wanting them to do. And so they're going to have these 30 days, and they'll be trying to prepare themselves the way they believe instead of the way the Word says. So they're going about accomplishing and doing things within their own self-righteousness. And God says it's not going to work. You're going to have to do it my way. And here's the right way, what he wants. Go to Romans 10 with me. Romans 10.
And didn't Jesus tell them not to cry over him, but to cry over their their children and their
That's
people
right.
because of all the things that they were going to suffer?
That's right.
Until that joy comes, until they have that time of rejoicing.
Yeah.
Because as we go on down through history, we can see things that happened in England, things that happened in Spain, things
everywhere.
That happened everywhere, all over the world.
Against the Jews, all on the 9th of Av.
In Germany?
Yep.
Even things happening now.
That's right.
And so we need to pray for that, that nothing happens today, on this day.
Yes.
That they will be saved.
You know, we got people in the church today actually believes that God's done with Israel and that we've replaced them. Whoa. I don't see one thing in here about replacement theology.
No way.
In any way, shape, or form. Mm. How can you read Romans 11 and 12 and ever comprehend that God is done with the Jewish people? He's going to finish his work. It tells us in chapter 11 there.
Yes.
He's going to finish his work
yes.
with the Gentiles when the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Then he's going to turn to Israel, and he will also bring them in as well. We keep talking about this all the time. Jesus once said, the first will be last, and the last will be first. The Jews should have been first, but because they disobeyed God, rejected the Messiah, they're going to come in last instead of coming in first. Who will be first? The Gentiles come in first, and then the Jews, he'll turn to them as well. So, he's got a plan, and he's not going to change. Aren't you glad that God doesn't have plan B? He only has plan A.
No confusion.
No confusion whatsoever. But I took you to Romans 10. Look at this. This is what the Jews were doing in that day, in Jesus' day, and they're still doing it today. Brethren, Paul says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Well, the question is, how do they get saved? On their own merit and their own righteousness? No.
No way.
Listen to this. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to what? The knowledge of God. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness yes. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So that's what they're doing even today. They got their own way of getting there, they think. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And I've talked about this word end a lot. It's not what people think. It's the word telos in the Greek. It's where we get our word telescope from. So Christ is what? He's the goal or the aim to bring that which was way off in close to show us of the law. The Christ is the end or the goal or the aim of the Torah for what? For righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law or the Torah. If a man which doeth those things shall live by them. But, here's a but. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. That'll never happen again, will it? Mm-hmm. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Never happened. He's done it once and that's it. Here's another but. But what saith it? This is right out of Deuteronomy chapter 30. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. See, it's never changed. It's always been by faith. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, declare that he is God, that he's going to be Lord of your life, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. What is it? With heart faith man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Amen?
Amen.
And he says there's no difference, verse 12, between what? The Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Amen. For whosoever, hear that? Are you a whosoever listening on the radio today? And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall what? Be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? You know, the Holy Ghost is a sending spirit. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. Look at your beautiful feet. Huh? Mm-hmm. I was at a foot doctor yesterday. He says, my feet look pretty good.
And he prayed for you.
And he prayed for me.
Lay hands on your feet and
That's
prayed.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Joseph Shoppe, wonderful man. Verse 16, but they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And here's the key verse. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Don't you love it?
Yes.
And that word right here in this verse is the Greek word rhema, which means a living word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? A living word from God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. This is talking about us, the Gentiles. I'm a Gentile.
Yes.
But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Isn't that amazing when you think about it?
Yes.
So there's the answer, you know, how we come. It's got to be it's always been by faith. You know, the beginning of chapter 10, it talks about, even in the first covenant, you know, the Torah didn't save anybody. It just brought the instructions of God how to live a holy life and all that. But everyone had to come by faith, trusting God more than anything else. And so, Lord, we thank you that we do. We come by faith and no other way. If we back up to Romans chapter 8 here with me. I think that's where I want to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, this is, you know, it includes us, but he started that chapter out 10 talking to about the Jewish people, about Israel.
That's right.
And about Israel. And as long as they don't know Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, then they don't. They're still trusting in the law, aren't
they?
That's
right. The law won't save you.
The law won't save them.
Nope.
And even as you're going there, what it says in chapter 11, it says, Paul said, I say then, hath God cast away his people? Talking about the Jewish people. And it says, God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So he knew the law very well. Very
yes,
knew the
very
way.
Well.
And but he knew Christ, praise God. And he knew that wasn't the law that would save him or would save the people of Israel. He says, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew.
That's right.
Amen.
So we think about all the sorrow that Israel's going through today on the 9th of Av. It's all because of their disobedience, and that they couldn't receive what God gave them. The greatest gift they could have ever received was Yeshua HaMashiach. He allowed his son to come to this earth, manifest as a man, walk this earth like we do. He got tired, he had to eat, he had to sleep, he had to walk those dusty roads, went through living hell on the cross so that we might have the freedom to be in the kingdom of God. And so, you know, if they just would, all they had to do was receive that, and they could have missed so much. But they didn't do that, so now they're paying the consequences. I said chapter 8, I meant chapter 3. I want to share something out of Romans chapter 3 with you. Verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God without the Torah is manifested, being witnessed by the law or the Torah and the prophets. See, the Torah just recognizes what? the righteousness that God wants us to walk in.
Yes.
Now, verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is how? By faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there's no difference. For we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means we've been short on his reflection out into the world, haven't we?
Yes.
Verse 24, being justified, that means being declared righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now see, the Jews won't accept that. That's what they need to do. Whom God, this Yeshua, has set forth to be what? A propitiation. Just means he became our bloody sacrifice through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And if you read over in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, it tells you that in the first covenant, when God allowed animals to be killed, it only covered the sin. But when Yeshua came out of the grave, all those sins they were just covered were totally removed as far as the east is from the west. You can read that in Hebrews 9:15. He says in 26, to declare, I say, Paul says, at this time, and this is right now, this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, mean what? He's the just, he's right, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting in him? Boasting them, it is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith, listen to this, without the deeds of the law. You can't earn your way into the kingdom of God, can we?
No.
There's no way. Is he the God of the Jews only? We know the answer to that is no. Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing is one God, which shall justify or declare righteous, what? The circumcision, this is the Jews, by faith, and uncircumcision, Gentiles, through faith. Do we then make void the law or the Torah through faith? God forbid, yea, we what? We establish the Torah, and why? Because it has always, always been by faith and nothing else.
Amen.
So here they are now suffering in Israel. They're gonna fast and pray and mourn for all the things that's happened down through history. Probably in some of the synagogues, they'll probably bring up a lot of things that were done in those days. You know, the Romans were terrible. You know, they took some of the Jews to the synagogues, put them in their own synagogues, locked all the doors, and caught it on fire and burned them alive. That's the kind of stuff that they did. They thought they were doing God a favor by killing the Jews. But God
has thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows how many.
Oh, we think about World War II and the Holocaust. That's nothing compared, if you look the years before that, of the number of Jews that's been killed and murdered for their belief in, just in God, let alone the Messiah. Well, before that, they didn't know the Messiah until he came. But they have the chance they have today to accept the Messiah. He's been around a long time, hasn't he?
When Jesus said these things would happen
because
of their unbelief, their unbelief. And, all this through Romans, is so much of it is about the Jewish people, about Israel.
How
we have to come to the Lord by faith. That's the only righteousness. That's how we receive his righteousness. I was thinking what it says over here in chapter 9 of Romans, in verse 30. I mean, there's so many places that we can read. It says, what shall we say? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, you know, we didn't know anything about that, did we?
No. Nope.
We didn't know the law. Have attained to righteousness. How? Yep. Even the righteousness which is of faith.
Always. See, by faith.
The Jewish people did not believe that Yeshua was the Messiah. They did not believe. They're still looking for a Messiah. They're still waiting for a Messiah. But Israel, and talking about the Jewish nation, the people, which followed after the law of righteousness. See, they were looking to the Torah and the law of righteousness. It hath not attained the law of righteousness. They didn't, because the law of righteousness only comes through Yeshua and faith in him and belief in him. It says, wherefore, because they sought it not by faith. The only way we can come to the Lord is by faith. You know,
no other way.
It's by faith. It's trusting in the Lord and believing by faith. It's not by our knowledge or our thought pattern, but it's by faith, believing in that Christ is the Messiah. But as it were by the works of the law, they were only looking to the works of the law, for they stumbled. This is a prophetic word that's spoken back in the Old Testament. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. We know who that is, right?
Sure do.
Yeshua. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
That's right.
Whoever believes on Yeshua shall not be ashamed.
So my hope on our program today is if there happens to be a Jewish person that would take the time to listen.
Yes.
Your hope is not in yourself or your religion. It's only in the Messiah. He's already been here once. He was rejected. He's getting ready to come back again. You missed your visitation the first time. We pray that you won't miss it this time before he comes back. All you have to do is bend your knee and recognize that God had a plan from the very beginning. He knew men would fail, and so he allowed his son to come to the earth as a mortal being and live and walk this earth just like we do, to identify with us. And so he's done that, and he died for you. He shed his blood that your sins could be washed away. And you all, if you're Jewish, you know this, that in the first covenant, no sin could be covered without a shedding of some kind of blood. And it tells us in Hebrews that no, there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. But isn't it interesting that God chose his son to be the one to shed his blood? And he wouldn't allow any human being to be killed in any way, shape, or form for a sacrifice. But God did it on his own. He took his son and let him be a sacrifice for us, the last one. When Yeshua died on that cross and said, it is finished, it didn't mean that that was the last sacrifice. It meant, for that particular day, it meant it was the last sacrifice that would ever be required. It was finished when he died. It was finished. And so we have to remember that. No more sacrifices are required, none whatsoever.
Amen.
And I keep telling people, if you read the book of Hebrews, there's three ways to keep you out of heaven. First of all, is not to believe in the Messiah. So if you're listening and you don't know him, you haven't asked him to come into your heart, that's number one, okay? That's really the unforgivable sin. The second thing is what? Is turning from Christianity, if you're a believer, and you turn to some other religious belief and you walk away from God. And people say, well, they can't do that once they come. You know, I believe once saved, always saved. Well, there's a lot of people doing it. Look at a lot of the black people we see in America, in different areas, and even in other parts of the country. They were raised in Christian families, and then they turned to what? To the Muslim. I think of Muhammad Ali. His mom and dad were Christians. He became what? A Muslim. Is he saved? Is God going to accept that? He can't, okay, by his word, okay? So there's the other reason. The third reason is if you remain in blatant sin that the Bible declares, if you practice and exercise those things continually and you won't ask for repentance and come out of it, you will be lost. It tells you that in Galatians chapter 5. If you practice these things, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we got to remember that God, he has a seriousness with everything he's doing, and he shows us how to walk this holy life. And so I'm thinking about the Jews right now. My prayers, while they're there in Israel right now, mourning over what happened years and years ago, they got a chance right now, those that are alive, to turn things around and allow the Lord to come in and take over their lives and ask for forgiveness for everything they've done, their unbelief mainly more than anything else, and begin to walk with the Lord. But you know, if you look at Israel today, there's more and more Jews coming to Yeshua all the time. When that one rabbi we've been reading, what was his, Kaduri? When he came out and wrote the things he did about the Messiah, that God showed him that Yeshua was the Messiah. Well, that brought a big uproar in Israel because he's a highly respected Jew. We know that. And so he wrote all this down. He told them that it wasn't to be read or opened up until he had been dead for a year. Well, he died a year later. They opened it up, and he declared the Messiah. Even his son wouldn't believe his father that Yeshua was truly the Messiah. So thank God there's some light coming through down this dark tunnel. There's some things begin to open up a little bit. But there's more Jews coming today than ever before. When I went to Israel the last time, a long time ago, I forget how many synagogues they were. Jewish, not Jewish synagogues, I mean Messianic. There's a lot more now. I went up to Mount Carmel, to the David Davis's ministry up there and all. And it's amazing what was going on then. But think what's going on now. More and more are coming to the Messiah. Tel Aviv, we have a ministry there we used to support a lot, but don't have the funds to do it. do get. And they're expanding and they're doing things, and they've been made fun of and mocked. And, you know, some of the Hasidic Jews stand outside their meetings and throw rotten eggs and stuff on them when they come out and spit on them and all that. But God's carrying them through, and they're a light in that area. And so that's what needs to be done. The more that come, the more people will think about it. So we're so honored to know that, that they still have hope. So remember, hope is always in the future. But you can have hope today.
Amen.
Right now, hope. Right today.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. We have about 12 more minutes. Margie, you have something to share?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do.
And before you do that, I just want to make another little announcement and tell everybody that right now, starting at 1 o'clock, or if you get there a little late, that's fine. If you're listening and driving, come on over to the Alliance Church at 445 Southeast Osceola Boulevard. And we have Dr. Bree Keaton, that's B-R-E-E, Keaton, K-E-Y-T-O-N, with us today. And she will be teaching us wonderful things about the glory of God. And she also ministers to thousands and thousands, and I think over 70,000 pygmies have come to the Lord.
And growing.
So they're a big ministry with the pygmies and saving their lives because people have been killing them and eating them in just really bad things.
The rebels.
Rebels, right. So come today at the Alliance Church. That's 445 Southeast Osceola Street. And we are there now in that little church and on the corner by the hospital. And you can come and have Shabbat with us today. Amen.
And she mentioned about talking about the glory, right?
She's going to talk about the glory, and also she's going to talk about some current events that are going on.
Right.
She's written a book that's about America, and actually that little book was sent to everyone in the
every
government.
Every politician in the government
several years ago. So our phone number is area code 772-285-7007. Okay, Miss Margie, what do you have, dear?
Praise the Lord. In my daily of devotional reading this week, the word understand began to minister and touch my spirit. And also, today, Pastor Gene was teaching and telling about the ninth of Av and wanting the people listening to understand. Amen. So first, I looked up the word understand, and it means to comprehend, apprehending the ideas of another or of a writing, a learning, or being informed.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could go to Proverbs 3, 5 through 8.
Those are some good verses.
Yes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Praise the Lord. In verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And verse 11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. And Pastor Gene was sharing about salvation and trying to get, as he spoke about the Jewish people, God tried to get them to listen and obey and to understand, but they just could not do that. They just did not obey. And so the Lord is still asking us today. In Psalms 34, 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Before I gave my life to Jesus, I leaned on my own understanding, my thoughts, my perceptions of how life was treating me, how I thought that I should lead my life. I had to make my own decisions. There was nobody else. I was hoping that they were right. I was always concerned if I was doing the right things for my family, my job, and other parts of my life. But when I gave my life to Jesus, these two scriptures tells me to daily trust in Him for every part of my daily needs. Call upon Him. He wants to be number one in all our ways. His ways, which are the holy commandments, the statutes, it's good for us. It protects us from falling into the prey of the enemy. He directs my path. He is training me and you to look to His plan for your day. I needed to get the word deep down into my spirit. It doesn't always happen overnight. So the Word of God, we need to be in the Word every day to get that down in our spirit. My past understanding of dealing with life situations resulted in pain, heartache, and distrust. Our own thinking and planning and understanding can fail us.
Yes.
In Hebrews 13, thank you, Father. In Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, thank you, Lord. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have.
Yes.
For He hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Aren't we glad?
I'm so glad. And verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
That's right.
And in Deuteronomy 31,
glory be to God.
Yes, Father. These are scriptures that back up what He tells us. 31 verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them.
Yes.
For the Lord thy God, it is He that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. My understanding of life was fearful, anxious, unloved, misunderstood. And I know that there's so many people that experience that before they come to Jesus, and much disappointment. But by reading the Word of God, I am tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. I'm learning to trust His plan for me. His path is the right path. Most of the time when I'm trying to figure things out for myself, I say, why did this happen? Why did they do that? And I'm searching for the answers. I'm trying to get the understanding of why. So what happens? I have forgotten to give it all to Jesus. Every situation that comes into our life should be given to Him, because with that He gives us the peace. He keeps us in that place of peace, because as Pastor Gene and Donna said, in 30 seconds of having a situation, if you don't turn it over, you've lost your peace, and the enemy is sure to come in there and take over. So we want to immediately give that to the Lord.
We want to slam the door, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't give him an inch. He wants to become a ruler.
Well, we only have a minute or two left.
You know, we've already had the invitation with what we taught on.
Yes, we have.
So it's good. But, you know, I'm thinking about, as we close out here, we've been talking about the ninth of Av. And you go back in the scriptures there and Kings and all, how it all established. And God used a pagan nation as a servant of his to punish Israel because they disobeyed him and put him in captivity for 70 years. And that's how their temple got torn down and all. It was incredible. And then all those years later, the same thing happened in 70 AD on the same date. So
this is a day that many Jews, especially those that are really seeking God, you know, they're in their synagogues and temples, are fasting and praying.
That's right.
And seeking the Lord.
All over Israel.
And all over Israel. And so we just think, and not only in Israel, because there's Jews all over the world.
That's right.
All over the world right now. And so we just want to continue to pray for them. And I'd like to invite you to come to our service today. That's at the Alliance Church at 445 Southeast Osceola Street here in Stuart, Florida. And so we just bless you and we thank you for being with us. We're here every Saturday, Lord willing, from 12 noon until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So be blessed and have a wonderful Sabbath day and hope to see you soon. Amen.
Amen.
And so we have 1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock today. Amen. Yes. Amen. So just if you're driving, it's 1 o'clock now. So if you're driving down the road, just
pull on in there. Come on
swing on over. And you can, there's parking in the back. There's parking on the street in the front. There's parking on the grass, wherever. Just find a little white church on the corner there of Osceola and 445 Southeast Osceola Street.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gene?
Yep.
We have 55 seconds.
Yeah, we do. Well, we're honored to be here with you, and we trust you got something out of this, and because the scriptures will never let you down.
Yes.
And it says that God would never allow his word to return void. It's going to accomplish that which he pleases. And so we sent it out on the wings of the Spirit so people might realize that. Amen?
We need to look up because our redemption draws nigh.
Every,
the 6,000 years is either past or coming,
it's
close
really
to that
close.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, even people, Jewish people in denominations all over the world know that Jesus is going to be returning very soon. So we need to look up. You need to come to the Lord. You need to receive the Lord by faith. That's the only way.
Only
pray
way
for
you
the Jewish
can.
People to receive the Lord by faith. Amen. Because we are looking forward to our soon and coming King who will set up a kingdom here on earth. Amen. So Margie, would you just blow that shofar?
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.